Wishing you a beautiful Monday, and I hope you're keeping really well and had a good weekend. So as we move on with this topic of letting go, I'd like you today to think about how the situation that you're trying to let go of has been affecting you in terms of your body. I think this is really important because a lot of times, I know we've talked about the body, you know, quite a lot because it's such an important piece, but a lot of times our body is carrying a lot more than we are actively aware of within our mind, or that we're tuned into within our mind as well. Even emotionally, it carries our emotion, it carries our stress, it carries our memories, it carries so much. And today I want you to think about what it is that you're trying to let go of and what impact that situation or thought or circumstances had on your physical body. You know, I think this can be hard sometimes to do because maybe you've become unwell and you're feeling unwell quite a lot, or low in energy or low in mood, and you know it's as a direct impact of this particular thing. So it can feel difficult to really look at yourself in the physical sense, or to tune into how the physical body is feeling, because it's just a reminder of like kind of the shite that you've had to put up with, let's say. Perhaps in your physical body as well, you're not comfortable in your body, and maybe in your health or even in your weight or how you just physically feel. And that can also be like a sad reminder of like where you've come to. Perhaps you're holding a lot of stress in your body, so you're feeling run down, you're feeling fatigued all the time. Perhaps you're at a point where you are so ready to let go, and the body has started to improve a little bit just even with that thought, and really tune into that. I know for myself over the years, like I look back at, you know, 9 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and different things. And I have, my husband has a series of photographs of all of our years on his computer, and sometimes I just click into them because he'll have updated it with newer photos. And I can actually see the trail of myself over the years, putting on weight, my hormones not being great, my skin being not good as a result, looking actually particularly unhappy and sad. And when I look back at those photos, and for a while I used to get very upset when I would do it, because I'd be like, Jesus Christ, where did I go? I just look at those pictures and I don't even see myself. I see the shell of myself there, but I don't see that I was even present in a way. It's very strange. Like I can actually see it in the photo, through the photos, like even just looking into my eyes in some of the photos. And these processes can be difficult. You know, I shared in the introductory audio a little bit about my experience over the last couple of weeks of trying to move into a space of letting go and how positive that has been. But one of the things that happened in doing that was I kind of woke up one day last week when we were away, and I was getting memories on my phone because it was our wedding anniversary as well. So I was getting memories of that and over the years of different pictures I put up on our anniversary. And it was like I just had this moment and I went, what have you done to yourself? Like, what have you physically done to your body? Like, my body is not a representation of like where I used to be or who I actually am. The weight that I carry, yes, a lot of it's to do with hormones, IVF treatment, all of that. I can be consciously aware of that, but it's not me, you know. And I look at myself and so slim and so healthy looking and happy looking, and I just thought, what have I done to myself? And not in a giving out way, it was just kind of a moment of like, Christ, you really need to come back and like look at this. But to do that, I have to let that go too. I have to let go of the idea of who I was back then, because I am who I am right now. And I have to like who I am right now, because if I don't like who I am right now, I will just probably continue to have hormone issues, stress issues, and put on more weight. So it's not always an easy process to do when we look at the body. But today I want you to look at it, and I want you to really look at it. Like perhaps even if you're uncomfortable, but to stand in the mirror like and just look at yourself from head to toe. And I'm not talking about your physical appearance, okay? And not about your weight. Maybe for you it's weight, but I'm talking about just look at yourself. Just look at who you are. We don't spend a lot of time looking at us. Pick out the parts of you that you love and enjoy, and look at who you are in this moment. Because you, in letting go, we also have to let go of everything that has been before now, whether that's been good or whether that's been really difficult, because that allows us to move forward. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you during the week.